Right, it's a good, morning to you, and welcome to Tech Ego. And this is the show in which we look at the ins and outs of technology and the ups and downs, the depth and the heights. And I have to apologize to you that I started a little bit late today because we were sorting out some issues there. But we are, we have landed. Twitter is still, is still getting fined. It seems that Twitter is, the unfortunate company now. They are paying around $150 million. And I just want to take you to a story. Why are they paying they were fined $150 million. Okay? That is apparently for selling data. They sold the data, like users' data. So let me just get into the story. So that is the federal Trade Commission under the Department of Justice that said that Twitter violated the regulations that it signed with its regulators. So this is the Federal Trade Commission, and at the same time, the Department of Justice also came in to say Twitter violated the regulations that they signed, or the laws that they signed with its regulators. So Twitter made a vow that they will never give users' cell phone numbers and email addresses to advertisers. So that was a vow that Twitter gave, and Twitter has violated it. So this is according to the federal investigators who found out that Twitter has broken those rules. In December 2020, Twitter was fined £400,000. If you times it by 20, that will give you, $8 million Namibian dollars. So those are the companies that are, and I have an interest in reading this type of fines. I have an interest in reading this type of fines. Now, they were fined in 2020 £400,000 for violating Europe's GDPR. Let me check it here and correctly. They broke Europe's GDPR privacy rules. They were fined. Now, this Federal Trade Commission is an independent organization under the U.S., it's a U.S. government independent commission that oversees the consumer protection. So this is as they have oversees the protection of consumers. So their mission is to enforce the antitrust laws and the protection of consumers. Then it went further on accusing Twitter of violating a 2011 FTC law that prevents Twitter from giving information of users, private information, users' information. And this law prohibits the company from misrepresenting its privacy laws. So Twitter violated that. So Twitter used account security data deceptively to sell information to advertisers. So they were now, you know, they are now ordered to pay $150 million as penalty. So this penalty goes into the government coffers. Some of us, we say government coffin, but it's not a government coffin, it's government coffer. So the government coffers receive this $150 million. Now, you see, what we learn from this story is there are countries that are very serious when it comes to the privacy and the protection of their own citizens. When it comes to breach of cybersecurity laws, there are countries that are very serious. In Italy, Apple paid around 150 million euros last year, if I'm not mistaken with that number, because Apple lied to its consumers in Italy that their iPhone 8 and 8 Plus were, you know, waterproof. They lied, and they also lied that the iPhone 11 and 12 were waterproof. So people in Italy went to swim. You know, people in Italy went to swim with their phones in their pockets because it's waterproof. So when they came out of the swimming pools, the iPhones were kaput. So, and it was reported, people, it was an outrage. The government went after Apple, and the Apple had to pay $150 million. Then, in France, Google, Facebook, and Twitter were fined for breaching competition laws and competition and privacy laws, respectively. So if it was in Namibia, you hear that an iPhone 8, for example, 8 Plus or 7 Plus is waterproof. You go and swim with it in a swimming pool and you come back, it's not working. You are on your own. You go and fix. You go and fix the phone by yourself. So if it is in Namibia, you hear that no, your phone, your Huawei P9 is waterproof. You get into the swimming pool with your phone. And after coming out of the swimming pool, you realize you can no longer make a call. The speaker is dead, or the microphone is dead, or the camera is not working, the phone is freezing. What do you do? You will find the nearest repair, cell phone repair shop. And they will order parts so you are on your own. The government of Namibia will not do anything because Twitter doesn't, you know. I mean, Apple and all those big phones companies are not registered in Namibia. They don't pay tax here. So they don't have offices here. So there is no way you can say you want to bring them to book. So that's how vulnerable we are when it comes to those things. So even if you hear that your phone is waterproof, don't attempt to get in there and swim with it. You are not in Italy. In Italy, if you swim with a phone and you realize the phone is not working because you were told that it's waterproof, you are able to go and file a case and the government can fine. But not here. Not in Africa. So not in Africa. Or maybe in other countries. But not in Namibia, to be specific. Because here we don't yet have the cybersecurity law in place. So even if you go and open the case to the police, I mean from the police, or we don't have an agency that investigates the, you know, those, we don't have a department like the FCT, you know, we don't have it here. We don't have we don't have an FTC here, Federal Trade Commission. Maybe the Communication Commission. But, you know, it's complicated. So you don't need to even try it. So in America, Twitter paid or was fined. It's not even, I think it's just 72 hours ago. So this story just is latest. It's one of the new stories in the tech. So in other countries, these big companies, though they are very powerful, the governments, they are serious in taking them to book for any misconduct. So, and the example that I like to give you is the Indian Ministry of Communication, the ICT minister, who wrote to Facebook. Because Facebook came up with a law last year and they revoked it, that they were going to, you know, WhatsApp was going to give information to Facebook or something of that line. And there were other, you know, strings attached to the changes. Then when the minister of ICE, the minister in India wrote to Facebook to say, look, don't think that you can do that here in India. Whatever you cannot do in Europe and in America, it means that you cannot expect to do it here in India. They were told that Facebook, not here. So they were told that, and Facebook had to revoke it completely. So they had to revoke the law completely. I think it was around March last year, February, March last year, when, you know, Facebook was coming up with some changes. So there are countries that are serious with, you know, protecting their citizens when it comes to the technology, when it comes to abuse, actually, because these big companies can come up with a new changes to abuse, you know, consumers and users. They take advantage of the data that they have, the power that they have, and they start selling the data to the advertisers. They sell that, okay, we can give you 100,000 email address and phone numbers at 1.5 million. So your data becomes a commodity to somebody. Somebody sells your information when you don't benefit anything. But at least some government will say, nope, we are going to fine you. 200 million. Then that 200 million, at least it can contribute to the building of roads in your street or to the, you know, improvement of water infrastructure in your town or to any other government project. So the money may not come to you directly, but it might come to you indirectly, in a form of a development. But maybe we need to have a discussion to say, look, should it have been in Namibia? Should it have been Namibia's case? Like, should Namibia have or had been the one, you know, finding Twitter to say, Twitter, you have given so-so-so company 200,000 Namibian phones, numbers, and email addresses to advertisers. We are going to fine you 150 million. So then you realize that your number is one of those numbers that was given, and your email address. That, okay, you got this message from a certain company advertising their business, but you don't know how they got your number. It is Mr. Twitter that made into a business. And now, should you get something if the government is fining, you know, Twitter? If the government brings Mr. Twitter to say, we give you penalty, should you get something? Because your phone number was given illegally. You were not consulted. Should you get something? You know, even currently in the law, when somebody does something, becomes a civil crime, and if you are fined by the state, the money belongs to the state, so you will not get anything. But I remember even in parliament there was a concern that was raised to say, no, when government is fining people for rape cases, why don't the rape victim, you know, get some money? Because the government was not the one that was raped. It was somebody who was raped. So why doesn't that person get something? And maybe we can apply the same to say, look, if it was in Namibia, Twitter is fined for, you know, giving data out to advertising companies that affecting 300 Namibians. Or 300,000 Namibians whose phone numbers were given and email addresses were given, should these people get something or not? So that's the question that is in for discussion, you know. Is something that is in for discussion. And how should you think, what do you think Namibia can do? What lesson can we learn from this? Because, I mean, the U.S. is getting 150 million from Twitter. The British got 400,000 pounds from Twitter. And Google was also fined recently for breaching competition laws. I think it was 150 million again. And all that money goes into government coffers. And the government now disperse the money to be used in various projects that benefit their people. So what lesson can Namibia learn from this? That's a question in for discussion. 083-2888-401. That's a number. So what lesson do you think Namibia can learn from this? Because you as a user need to be protected. Your data needs to be protected by Twitter. So, and when they are fined, for example, if Namibia fines Google for 200 million, and they fine Twitter for 150 million, and then they fine, Facebook another 150 million. That's 500 million. It can even go to say, okay, Ministry of Agriculture, here, another 200 million for, you know, management of whatever. So, other companies, other countries are serious in making sure that these tech companies do not behave beyond what is expected of them. So they do not take the users for a ride. And that's why you see in China, Google is, you know, restricted. And in Russia, Google refused to establish an office there. And when they refused to establish an office there, the Russians said, fine, we are going to restrict your operations. You refuse to set up an office there is because you don't want to be accountable to the laws. So we are going to restrict your operations. In Namibia or in Africa, we have everything running smoothly, you know. Except in Nigeria when Twitter and I think Twitter, Facebook were shut down. In Nigeria, Twitter was shut down for almost 2 months. So in other countries, you know, when Western tech companies are shut down in other countries, it is called, these countries are becoming authoritarianism. But when tech companies in those countries, when tech companies are violating data, they call it when they commit crime, they call it an algorithm error. It's a glitch in a software. And it ends there. So remember, we were talking about technological biases on Friday. Was it on Friday or? Yeah, Friday. We're talking about technological biases. So when Google is shut down in China, it is called cracking down on independent tech companies. But when tech companies are violating, you know, laws, they want to give it another name. So this question that I'm asking you is, say, for example, in Namibia was this law, or we were able to find companies, and you find out that your name, your phone, the reason why you were receiving a lot of advertisements, you know, emails from 4 to 5 companies advertising their product, and it was, you know, irritating you, and you find out that your information was actually given to these companies by any of those platforms, and the government comes up to say, we are going to fine this company or this platform, we are going to fine it 300 million. Should you benefit from this money or not? That's a question that is in for debate. Yes or no? Should you benefit from this money or not? So that's the question. If you want to, you know, participate, 083-288-401. That's the first question. The second question is what lessons should Africa or Namibia learn from, you know, other countries that have put these measures in place? What lessons should we learn from them? You know, because they are able to find these big companies. They are able to find them. And it seems that we are not. And they are also having mechanisms to discover that, you know, a certain law was violated, and they are able to even determine how much data was sold to what company. So they have cybersecurity, you know, departments, and they are even being investigated by the FTC and the DOJ, the Department of Justice, the U.S. Department of Justice. They have their own IT team that make sure that they investigate companies to see if they are in line with operational procedures. They investigate companies to find out that, to find out if they are in line with, you know, operational procedures, so that you may not sit there in your office while your information is being sold to a company in China. Now, let me surprise you. Do you know that your search history, what you search, if you go on Google and you just type F, it is already giving you some suggestions from your previous searches. Have you noticed that? So it is giving you suggestions. Whatever you like to watch, you'll wake up one day with a notification of other suggestions that you visited this page. You visited this page, so check out for this page. Check out for this page. So there are a lot of suggestions that will come because something is busy processing your data and learning your habits on internet. So somebody learns your habit, your search. What do you like to view? So if you are some of those people who like to view other things, you know that those other things, there will be more websites and suggesting that you actually view them. So that is how powerful algorithm and machine learning technology has been or has become. And it is even going to be more worse in the time to come. So privacy of citizens and, you know, digital citizens, because we are becoming digital citizens, privacy is very important. And if the company is responsible for, you know, keeping your data, they must be responsible to make sure that they do not use that data to sell it to inappropriate use. That while you are sleeping, you hear a call, somebody wants to advertise their business with you. So you get a call or you get a message, unnecessary, you know, messages. All right, let's go for a short break. We'll be right back. It's 15 minutes to 12. And if you want to be part of the conversation, please don't hesitate. The lines are open and the number in studio is 083-288-401. Should you also benefit? Because should the government give you a sample, a portion of the money from the portion of the fine, because it is your data that has been sold. So should the government give you something?
Hello Namibia. Indira pa manatse muyuni walela pay. Lela pe onkaro ompu woma futiro no kusisa ngoka haguningwa pamkaro gongondi hoka tevuru okutuminako omatumaraka goe agehe na ngoka gopaipindi notaga dhanwa nokutuwa mombepo ethimbo ojo tuunjoka. Otovuru okuninga shike ko lela pe. Otovuru okutura omatumaraka goe mombepo tarongisa oka epa ko Eagle FM nenge ka imba nenge hoka ka lela pe nenge utire moshifo sho The Villager ni kwao ya webapo. Otovuru okuninga omafutiro goe. Otovuru ishe okuturako omatumaraka goe giinima ya yoroka. Ngashi, omatumaraka gorukozi, omatumaraka gomahio, omatumaraka gomaharero ya mbeko gomavaro, nomatumaraka gokwarukehe ngoka wahara utseithire oshiwana ashikesho moNamibia, okuza owarapo dorandatu ni thiringa itano metumaraka kehe. Lela pay oharongo ngini. Konga oka epa ko lela pay ko Play Store nenge ko App Store eto katura kakarekeri mongo dhioe. Paturura o account awe oshari eto turamo omaothemba goe. Inda ko kanjato koe kimariwa eto turako oshimariwa to udhitha shoka topurwa uudhithe. Shampa wa mana okuturamo omaothemba goe hogora kucha wahara okurungitha ehangano nenge ovendaini o Eagle FM nenge o The Villager. Ronge kitha etumaraka joe eto sindi mpoka pashangwa sen utume. Shamba watumo etumaraka joe otari turwa ko Eagle FM, imba, lela pay, nenge ko The Villager. Ouna ishwe ompito yokuturako irongwa moyoe yokomake. Tumina inimawe ko digital etomalaite.com notai urikwa menderero. Opo ukare waguza kukarandithi, tuzengera nena kono rahe tatu imwe, mbari nora, ndatu ngoi, hamano, ndatu ndatu, nenge kono rahe tatu imwe, ndatu mbari, ketatu, 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 ne, no nora yeriari. Lela pe, imo nena, nena, tai adhika ko App Store, noko Google Play Store.
Ouli omunangeshefa no wahara okushivifa omayakulo oye okupitila mohorike radio station awe yo Eagle FM enyamukulo olongaha ninge kwatafano na Monica koshikondo shoipindi konora hetatu imwe heyali imwe ne heyali imwe imwe nohamano that is 0817147116 mombelewa konora hetatu natu mbali o hetatu vatatu ne nola no natu ninge tumo emaila monica@eaglefm.com.na opo umone oshijemo shiri nawa
Eagle FM the eye.
Yes, we continue and it is now the time has now come to 12, excuse me there. Yeah, and I said that if you want to be part of the conversation, 083-2888-401. So if the government charges or fines a company like Facebook or Twitter for 300 million, for example, and your data was part of those people, you were part of those users whose data was sold to companies for, you know, to advertising companies, what do you think? Or how do you think, do you think you should also be given a portion from that money because it's your data that has been sold? Or you think that your government can just do it on your behalf so that the money can be used for, you know, projects, you know? And I think... But you can also say, look, I'm also struggling. So at least that money, maybe the government can give me like a 10,000 or like a 20,000 at least because my data was, you know, sold without my permission. I'm the one that generated the data. So should the government get the whole portion in its coffers or in its coffins without me getting anything? Or is it appropriate to say, no, let the whole money go to the coffers of the government because they are the ones, it will benefit you indirectly. And the other question we asked is what lessons do we learn? Because we need to learn lessons from other countries. You know, what lessons do we learn? Because other countries have put mechanisms and, you know, they made sure that the government ICT department, the cyber security department is fit, powerful enough to be able to get into Google and get into Facebook. Those are big companies, big tech companies, which can afford to come up with, you know, algorithms that are serious to prevent anybody from getting into. But the Department of Justice in USA, the FBI in USA, or the KGB in Russia, they have all it takes to make sure that they investigate, to say, Google, what you have done this month deserves a 150 penalty, $150 million penalty. And this is what you have done. So this is a court order. And Facebook or Twitter will do nothing but to pay, because they have no ground, you know, whatsoever to defend themselves, because they have the information that is being said, presented, is accurate. Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
How are you?
Fine, how are you?
I'm good.
Yes.
I think, to be fair, I should also get my portion. The benefit.
How much do you think you should get?
I don't know. They should calculate it properly. Because why I'm saying that is that some of the governments are the ones who are failing to control the IT, whatever. They are the ones who fail to control, especially in our country. You never heard anything concerning that. Only that the thing I was heard is only there was a motion tabled in parliament. I don't know how far is it, how it ends in a way, and so on. So, because the government is one who should control those things, so that those things cannot happen. Now, if they sue the company, then they must also benefit the people. Whether if they cannot benefit them directly by giving them giving them cash, at least they must make sure a development, a very good development should be take place through that capital that they acquired through those companies, IT companies. Because it's their responsibility. As as an individual, so we cannot control those people, those companies. The government is the one who should do it. Yeah, thank you very much.
All right, thank you very much. Right, he's saying, look, there must be a portion for me here, because at the same time, it's government that is failing to come up with, you know, cyber laws to protect me. But the government in this case did not fail. They actually are the one that told you, because you don't know that your data was sold by Twitter, for example, to a company, an advertising company. You didn't know. So the government went into the Twitter's, you know, and investigated, and they found out that these are the list of numbers and emails and email addresses that were sold, to the point that in other countries, Google even and Facebook, they even sold locations of certain users. So what if you are an opposition person, an activist, and Google or whatever platform sells your location to a government or to whatever agency, it's just a matter of time before they get you. So it's something. So those privacy laws really need to be, you know, companies need to be serious when it comes to privacy. Otherwise, it's just a matter of time. While you are talking, people already know where you are. And, you know, there are countries that are building the walls. They are no longer building a physical mortar and brick wall. They are building a digital, they are building digital walls. And that is what we are going to be discussing in days to come, to see how much danger are we facing when countries will start building, when countries are building, they are busy constructing digital walls. And those digital walls are, you know, for the protection and the benefit of few people, few individuals. After a break, I would come and say my goodbyes. After a break, I'll come and say my goodbyes. Then Dwight will come in with the brand conversation. But some of those walls that are being built, they are built to the benefit of few individuals. Few individuals that are benefiting. Those are digital walls. And an ordinary citizen will be at the mercy of whoever is tech savvy.
Hello, Namibia. Welcome to the world of Lela Pay. Lela Pay is an easy-to-use payment and booking mobile app that allows you to send out classified adverts or messages to your consumers and have them published in real time. What can you do on Lela Pay? Place classified adverts and messages on the Eagle FM app, Imba app, Lela Pay app, and place adverts in the Villager and many more vendors. You can also make payments. One can place messages of any events, including promotion, invitations, birthday wishes, funeral notices, and any announcement you wish to announce on a national level, starting from $3.50 per message. So, how does it work? Download Lela Pay app and open the app. Step 1. Register an account for free and log in to your account. Step 2. Go to your wallet balance and fund your account by filling in the required details. Step 3. Once registered, go to the vendor icons and select a vendor of your choice, Eagle FM or The Villager. Step 4. Schedule your message. Type it out and press send. Step 5. Once sent, your message or advert will shortly get published on the Eagle FM app, Imba app, Lela Pay, or the Villager newspaper. You also have the option to submit artworks for your adverts. Send these to digital@omalaiti.com and they will be published.
Being circumcised keeps it clean and reduces a man's risk of getting sexually transmitted infections, including HIV. It's safe and it's free. Man up. Get the smart cut. To book for a free circumcision or to find out more, WhatsApp 081-309-2729 or visit us on Facebook. At VMMC Namibia.
What is your take?
Let all of us sit around the table, discuss our differences, and if we have to.
All right, my time to say goodbye is come. And Dwight.
France.
Dwight, Twitter paid $150 million penalty for selling users' data.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and they also paid £400,000 in the UK.
For doing the same.
For doing the same. So, I'm asking myself, why are those countries enjoying money like that and we are here?
Franz, you're taking it, you're looking at it from the wrong angle, not from the money angle.
No, look, governments are able to fine big techs, big tech companies.
Mm.
What is wrong with us?
It's the regulation aspect. And to actually look at the discussion point on how, if they set up a regulation, how quickly it can act. You've got to understand with these things, Twitter, Google, Facebook, are every year, France, there's not a year that goes by without them being penalized, without them being fined or appearing in front of some other kind of commission, because the EU is actively still, there's still the looming ones against Google, because with Google, it comes back every year, the same discussion. And it's about the competitiveness of what they have done. And it's the monopolies that they've also established. Now, here's the thing, Franz. If you walk into someone's shop, it's most their property. Here in the real life setting. Yeah. If you walk into someone's shop, it's their property. It's not the public's property. The lease or the title deed is on someone that is a private individual's name.
Yeah.
It's the same concept you can apply to these technology companies, because ultimately we have to understand they harvest your data, they do whatever they want with it, because you've signed that little thing that says terms and conditions and says, yes, you may, yes, I accept, yes, I allow, yes, I agree. Yeah. It's okay. It's not just the cookies.
Mm-mm.
It's everything to do with the data
that comes behind this.
Yes, it's all to do with the data you feed into their platforms.
Yeah, but look, in Africa, we have never had any country fining any.
I don't think we've had the time to do so. I mean,
I don't also think that we have the capacity anyway to investigate these guys.
And the second thing is also, Franz, it's easy to set up a regulation body, but monitoring them. You know, like telling the internet, this is how Namibia's internet, the internet society, the guys based in Massachusetts in the US, telling them how the internet is supposed to be established. That's the other downside, because, does anyone really pay attention to the internet itself here in the country? We only talk about the social media, everything looking fancy, going, yay!
We only pay attention when it is not connecting.
Exactly. And especially our WhatsApp, when we had the blackout for like 7 hours last year.
Yes.
Only then people were going on, I can't find myself. But yeah. That's the only time we'll pay attention.
When Wi-Fi is down, that's when you see everybody moving around. Yeah, what is going on?
And not just that, they go post it on their WhatsApp from the MTC data saying, the Wi-Fi is down. The service provision is poor.
Yeah.
But that's the ISPs. It's the ISPs that people are worried about here in Africa.
Yeah. Dwight, let me go.
No problem, Franz.
Yes. But as for the listeners, of course, we are going to meet again tomorrow with more. Stay tuned.
Hello, Namibia. Welcome to the world of LelaPay. LelaPay is an easy-to-use payment and booking mobile app that allows you to send out classified adverts or messages to your consumers and have them published in real time. What can you do on LelaPay? Place classified adverts and messages on the Eagle FM app, Imba app, LelaPay app, and place adverts in the Villager and many more vendors. You can also make payments. One can place messages of any events, including promotion, invitations, birthday wishes, funeral notices, and any announcement you wish to announce on a national level, starting from $3.50 per message. So, how does it work? Download LelaPay app and open the app. Step 1. Register an account for free and log in to your account. Step 2. Go to your wallet balance and fund your account by filling in the required details. Step 3. Once registered, go to the vendor icons and select a vendor of your choice, Eagle FM or the Villager. Step 4. Schedule your message. Type it out and press send. Step 5. Once sent, your message or advert will shortly get published on the Eagle FM app, Imba app, Lela Pay, or the Villager newspaper. You also have the option to submit artworks for your adverts. Send these to digital@omalaiti.com and they will be published shortly. To be added onto the vendor list, contact us at 081-203-9633 or 083-288-400 or simply email us at digital@omalaiti.com. Lela Pay. Download it today. Available in the App Store and Google Play.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression.